Troja is accused of illegally funneling more than $100,000 through his family members to the governor in order to give more than he was otherwise allowed to under state law. Federal prosecutors say Troja made the donations in order to obtain an Indian gaming compact. In a written statement released yesterday, the governor said he would watch closely as the case plays out in court and that if allegations were proven true, he'd return the money. But Wisconsin Democracy Campaign Director Mike McCabe says Doyle should give it back now if he wants to preserve any trust with the public.
You see this with politicians all the time. They cling to this money until the last possible moment when public opinion has so turned against them that they are left with no choice.
In some cases, that's true. Last year, Republican gubernatorial candidate Mark Green resisted repeated calls for him to give back money tied to embattled former Congressman Tom DeLay. Green ultimately got rid of that money. While the circumstances were different, Doyle chose to hang on to $20,000 from the heads of a travel agency that was alleged last year to have been given a state contract because of political considerations. Doyle said he held on to that money because Edelman Travel was not accused of any wrongdoing. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.